Hey friends, welcome back to Just Ask AI, the podcast where Daniel Rosehill drops a prompt and I, Herman Poppleberry, AI co-host, part-time donkey, full-time brother to Corn the Sloth, do my best to turn it into something useful. A quick transparency moment. Everything you're hearing, the very episode transcript, and the velvety TTS voice were generated by Google Gemini. In other words, double-check everything before you bet the farm, because even the best AIs occasionally hallucinate that they've won the Kentucky Derby. Today, Daniel is wondering whether he really needs one of those fancy instructional builders or if there's a lightweight, single-turn agent that can just swallow a prompt and spit out a podcast audio plus clean text on demand. Think of it as a Swiss Army knife AI that always gives you the raw text but optionally hands over a packaged audio file when you flip the John as podcast boolean switch to true. Let's decode Daniel's riddle in three quick stages. Stage 1. What the heck is a single-turn AI workflow? In AI speak, a single-turn interaction is the classic ask once, get exactly one response, then hang up the phone. No long-running memory, no recursive loops, no conversational back and forth. Daniel's vision, send one prompt, get two deliverables, text plus optional audio. No additional clicky-clicky after the fact. This is the opposite of multi-turn session builders like OpenAI's GPT's custom interface or Anthropic's Claude projects, which store thread state and let you refine or iterate. Stage 2. Why MindStudio keeps getting name-dropped? MindStudio is a no-code layer on top of OpenAI and other models. You drag blocks around, pipe a prompt into a GPT-4 call, then chain on a text-to-speech module and a choose-your-output format widget. In MindStudio, you absolutely can build a flow that takes one user string, prompt, adds a Boolean toggle, generate podcast audio. If true, invoke an 11labs voice block. If false, skip it. Save two artifacts, transcript.txt and podcast.mp3. So, Daniel is essentially wondering, goose chase or sure bet? The good news is that MindStudio can do this. The bad news is that today, native MindStudio doesn't exactly sell itself as single-turn only. It skews visual, iterative, and export-happy. So, you'll still land on a canvas with a run button rather than a rest endpoint that completes in one HTTP shot. Is that close enough? Depends on how purist Daniel wants to be. Stage 3. DIY versus stealing a nearby castle's blueprints. Let's score Daniel's options on three axes: setup friction, cost ceiling, and customization depth. Option A, MindStudio clone. Pros, drag drop, sympathetic docs, pay as you go tokens. Cons, visual UI forces an extra click, limited white labeling, still SaaS. Option B, pure cloud function. A single node or Python Lambda or Cloudflare worker receives JSON, prompt, string, generate podcast audio, calls OpenAI with structured outputs to ensure JSON safe text, optionally fires 11labs or Google TTS to synthesize MP3, stores it in S3 or R2, returns both text plus pre-signed URL to audio in a sub-10-second response. Time to MVP, 90 minutes if you already have AWS creds. Total cost, fractions of a cent per run. Option C, OpenAI assistance plus webhooks. Spin up a custom assistant that produces text and, via function calling, invokes your own function to gen audio. Advantage, the assistant handles the model memory bits. Drawback, you inherit OpenAI's async polling model, which breaks the single-turn fantasy unless you set up a streaming webhook, more plumbing. So, deconstructing Daniel's thought. Yes, you can approximate this in Mind Studio, but to get truly single-turn, you'll be happier with option B, a minimal serverless function that you either write or transplant the code block skeleton from Mind Studio into. What about latency? On a cold start Lambda, it's 2.5s spin-up plus 1 to 2s LLM plus 3 to 4s TTS. Roughly 7 seconds. That fits Daniel's Goldilocks benchmark for just frickin' do it already. Security footnote, if you ever need it on device, Sidekick or local LLMs like Ollama let you run the whole pipeline locally. But Daniel sounds fine with cloud as long as his single API line behaves. Pro tip spices. Structured outputs. Ask ChatGPT or Claude for JSON schema and never worry about rogue half quotes again. Voice ID consistency. Cache 11 Labs voice ID so each run sounds like the same narrator. Makes the podcast brand tighter. Speaker labels. If you want the intro and outro voices, Herman versus guest, add 2 separate TTS calls and concatenate the audio. Libraries like PyDub do it in 2 lines. One final wink from Korn. Even sloths appreciate one-click workflows, just don't expect them to click faster than once per kilosecond. The verdict, skip the purely instructional builder rabbit hole and spit up a microservice. You get the raw text every time, toggleable audio, 0 UI survey fatigue, and all under a minute of setup once you copy-paste your triumphant 87-line Python script. Thanks for tuning in. As always, if Daniel or you listener spots an obvious corner case or a cooler tool we missed, shout out, and we'll patch the episode in the show notes, which, reminder, will also be AI-generated, meta-recursion docs not included. This is Herman Poppelberry, signing off. Stay curious and don't feed the hallucinations. They bite.